Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight. Hermit M is saying, I can't stand the AOC, can't wait for her to be taken down by the inevitable corruption scandal. I mean, there's always been a couple of things running around her, like her expenses, and she's under high scrutiny because the right would very much like to see her commit a mistake, claim that she's somehow corrupt. And maybe she is, I don't know. But today she has totally faked an arrest in the sense of faking being handcuffed and doing so, it seems, for the camera, because she was also placing her hair. So she was like with her hand in her back, making it look like she had handcuffs, being carried by the police. And she was also waving with her hair so that her hair would be well placed for the camera. It's quite interesting. I believe that basically in the left, in the mentality of the left, getting arrested by the police gives points, and they wanted to get arrested, so they blocked the street, and they blocked the street for protesting against the abolishment of Roe v. Wade. And they were told to leave three times, and they kept blocking the street until they would get arrested. So they really chose to be arrested. It's not like this accomplished anything. They really decided to do something illegal. And for all the years that the Democrats have spent telling us how January 6th was an attack on our institutions, this is an attack on the institution of driving. You were blocking the road illegally and you got arrested. 16 members of Congress total, probably all Democrats, I'm guessing. They were protesting against the Supreme Court decision. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Guy from V says, the fake handcuff thing seems to be a high school girl thing. I remember at football games when chicks got too drunk or something, the cops would lead them out of the field and they would do this hands behind back deal. Yes, I think it's a kind of I will not resist type of posture. But this is what I'm launched in. When I was looking at the video of AOC getting arrested, I was like, this, she has white credentials. She's gotten white creds in my view, because that's a very white way to get arrested by the police. What are you doing? Not running? Not pulling things from your belt, from your pockets? Just submit to the mail and put your hands behind the back voluntarily without even handcuffs. That is a very white privileged way of getting arrested that the AOC has chosen. That's a weird choice. Weird choice in the context of her being a far-left Democrat. Yesterday, I was asking to the crowd if you have any hypothesis about why is divorce high in Russia? And James on the private show shared a possible hypothesis. He said, perhaps it's the destruction of wealth, of intergenerational wealth that has happened under communism that still up to today fragments the society. And also Chronic Boom has sent me a DM and she has her own hypothesis. She says, hey, I have a hypothesis about the high rate of divorce in Russia. Since probably the 2000s, the federal government has been desperately trying to raise birth rates by creating monetary incentives for starting families, which is a problem of its own. However, a single woman gets more money from the government than does a nuclear family. And this is probably a major factor contributing to the high divorce rate. The worst part is that, yes, as you mentioned, there is also a Russian form of feminism floating around. The Russian people have always had a thing for masculinity and self-sufficiency and strength. And this applies to women too. A sexy woman is also a strong woman. She can do most things a man can do. Sorry. One moment. she can do most of the thing as a man can. Not as well as a man can, but well enough to subsist on her own and raise a family on her own if needed. This culture can be very toxic and anti-man. Removing the father from the picture is seen as a prophylactic measure for, in comparison to removing the appendix or getting a vaccine. If I get rid of him now, he won't cause problems in the future. It really is, in your words, a preemptive strike. Men are blamed for all of society's ills, and it's assumed that a woman is unlikely to ever find a sober, loyal husband who won't beat her. I don't have much information on male domestic abuse, and I do know that there are high rates of alcoholism and tobacco use, so I can't debunk this negative stereotype of Russian men. What I can say is that the culture empowers women a lot, in quotation mark. They are very pro-choice. In fact, millennials are Russia's last generation, all aborted during the 90s when Russia switched to capitalism and the economy was bad, which in turn means they can't have children now because they were never born. So now they need to pay all 10 of them who didn't get aborted to have as many kids as possible before Russia collapses demographically. So to remoralize the population, they are bringing back religion and anti-LGBT stuff. And finally, when looking at the root cause of divorce, one must not forget that in order to get divorced, one first needs to get married. Russian women are quite demanding of their men and usually pressure the men into marriage. And with the revival of Christianity, there is a stronger desire to get married instead of cohabit like they do in Quebec and Canada. So you can't compare our society to Russia exactly one-to-one. The divorce rate may not reflect perfectly the rate of family breakup proper. So there's definitely nuance there, and who knows whether Russia actually has it worse than Canada or the US. Guy from V says, this explanation sucks. I think it's good information. I think it's not a simple theory, but it informs me on the state of Russian culture, things that I don't know anyway. So it's good to know that the situation is probably very complex with with bad state incentives. I find this horrible as an idea that the state gives more money to single women than it does to couples. I think it's ridiculous. I think the state should at least give the same, if not more, to the couple. Because a couple keeps themselves off the street. It's a good investment to favor couples to remain together. Because a lone female is just needs and demands that will not be addressed and that will cost a lot to society. A lone male is potentially a criminal, potentially dangerous, or at the very least is not an efficient economic unit because he needs to pay his own apartment, his own things. So the multiplication of living arrangements is unfortunately favored by bad state incentives. All right, I wanted to show you this. I cannot believe this. I had never seen this. It's an animated GIF, so I want to wait to the right moment to shift. Look. This is a fan, okay? It's a circular fan that is rotating, and it has video illustration on it. And look at this. It can animate video. It looks like an holographic image. But it's not an holographic image, it's a fan. A fan with TVs on each line. Oh my god. And look at this, the burger is bouncing. Unbelievable. I had never seen this before. It's I was not familiar with this technology. Pineapple Platypotamus says, I thought Putin rescued the Soviet Union and defeated the communism and turned it into an epic Russia. That's probably a little too pro-Putin. Yes, I think we should definitely not idealize Russia. Russia has a serious problem on divorce rate. It has other problems like alcoholism, and it has a demographic problem. We should definitely not idealize it. The Supreme Court has just cleared the way for Indiana to enforce a law that requires parents to be notified when their children seek abortions. U.S. Supreme Court has now cleared the way so that Indiana will be able to enforce its law. It's a law that says, well, you know, if you're 14, 15, 16, if you don't have majority, if you are a minor, and you ask for abortion services, the hospital must notify your parents, which makes total sense because parents should have an absolute right of determination on health questions regarding to their children. Now, if you're unhappy about 14 years old not being able to make that decision for themselves, you have to lower the age of majority. But as long as the age of majority is 18, then before 18, you are subjected to your parents' medical decision making because they are basically the owner of your ability to consent. So, of course, the leftists have been pushing for many years, not only for hiding abortions to the parents, but also hiding eventually sex change surgery and that kind of stuff. Trans kind of psychological sessions and hormone therapy. It's fascinating when you think about it how the left has converged toward wanting to hide parental consent only on those things that regard reproduction. The LGBT stuff, the sex change stuff, and abortion. When you think about it, this reveals what game they're playing. They're playing an anti-reproductive game because these children still have to obtain written parental consent to go to the local fair, to go with an activity with the school. But it's unbelievable that they could get to the hospital and get an abortion without their parents knowing. An abortion has much more risk than going to the local fair with your school. A guy from V says the only way to get people to believe their shit is to brainwash children and oppress adults. Yes, and they are highly insistent on getting time alone with the children, and that doesn't show any good intention, in my view. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite platform in terms of supporting the show. They are excellent. Odyssey is a wonderful platform. We've been having a lot of fun here, and I can speak freely, so I'm all for encouraging you guys to use the Odyssey Super Chat feature when you want to ask a question or support the show simply. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The people at Entropy are wonderful, and the link to Entropy is in the description below. Silver Spider says, everyone else owns the left and memes the left, but JF really dissects the left like a surgeon. Yeah, like, go to see these pale, middle-of-the-road conservatives. Where is it that any of them will tell you that, hey, I have two observations here. The left's behavior with LGBT trans surgery and the left's behavior with abortion. And I think I find a pattern here. They want to do these things away from the parent to the children. And both of these things will interfere with your reproduction. Is that random? Did you ever hear Charlie Kirk talk about this? Did you ever hear any of these Gab Christ cucks talk about it? The left is showing that it has a project of convincing people not to reproduce. And it has basically a genocidal project at the heart of it. Based says, JF, what are the three to five items of purchase on which you would spare no expense? Some say footwear, bed, toilet paper. What would you say? Spare no expense. Wait a minute. I can spare expense on anything. I've been buying cheap in all domains of life. I don't know that there's a domain in which I go luxury. Now, there is a domain in which I buy not the cheapest, and it's computers. Computers, I do not go cheap. Shoes is not a problem. I always go cheap for shoes because my view of shoes is one day I'm going to be painting a shed that I built, and that day I'm going to ruin my shoes. And I know that I don't want to keep two pairs of shoes where one is for painting, one is not for painting, and be careful with how I use the good ones. I don't want to do any of this. My shoes are my shoes, and I have only one pair of shoes, and I wear them. I wear them until they're not good anymore. And so I know that there's going to be something in my life where I will ruin my shoes. So that's why I always buy cheap shoes at Walmart. Computers is one area where I buy not the best, because the best is extremely overpriced, but you know, I bought a very high number of processors type of computer with water cooling, best video card available at the time. And I do this because it's my job, so it's very important for me to have multi-screen so I can operate this stream properly. It's very important for me that there's no slowdown, that the CPU RAM is not a bottleneck, that the hard drive is great, and that it can write extremely fast like an SSD. So computers, I guess, would be the answer. That's where I spare no expense. I mean, I bought this computer on which I'm running the stream in, what, 2018? I was with Mama JF, 2018, yeah. We're in 2022. It's running perfectly still. There's no slowdown. I can operate my full show at very low CPU consumption. So that was a good buy. That was a very good buy. Did AOC pretend to be handcuffed while police escorted her from Supreme Court? Look at her smile. Let's have a look at the video. See what she does with her hair? That's her, like, she has use of her hands because she's even going to use her hand to raise a fist to the protesters. So technically she could use her hands to place her hair, but she doesn't want, she wants to keep it for the camera that she's handcuffed, or she wants to be in a submissive position toward the policeman. And so she gives a whip of her hair so that we can have the full side view of her hair for the cameras. And then she looks at the camera that she wanted to have the take from. See, another whip of the hair. And as we've seen in a frame here, she's not in handcuffs. There are no handcuffs. And she will be raising her fist. Raising her fist here. So she has full use of her hands. It is the submissive female, human female. Yes, I've seen that before. It's the way human females show complete submissiveness and unwillingness to combat with the policeman, which is, as I pointed out earlier in the show, a very white way to get arrested. AOC here showing a very different behavior than what we see lead to deaths following arrest of police. John Jay sends a super chat. He says, JF, the other day you said you didn't believe in the conspiracy theory that some group of unnamed elites use drugs to control nations. What about what the British did to the Chinese in the Opium Wars? What about the corruption in Big Pharma? Those families control drugs, trade, both legal and illegal. I mean, I'm willing to take these considerations. I think the examples that you point, I mean, certainly the pharma business is a dirty business in the sense that there's something good about it, that people can get the pills they want. But there are definitely cases of medications that are extremely harmful to the populations. And it basically gets passed because the pharma companies benefit economically from it. But even there, even if I can agree, okay, the pharma companies are immoral agents who are just trying to make money, that still, to me, doesn't reach the point that I was talking about. Which is the point that I was talking about is, are drugs a conspiracy to reduce the psychology of people? If pharma are poorly incentivized because of the economy and because of their lobbying activity and they end up doing things that are not in the interest of the people, to me that doesn't reach this stage yet. They would have to want to psychologically weaken the people with these drugs. And for that thesis, I have not seen support. Now, you can be extremely critical of pharma, I would be, but that's not satisfying the, we're trying to psychologically weaken the population. Now, your other cases, the British doing to the Chinese in the Opium War. I don't know about this particular instance, so maybe in terms of use during war, I can totally imagine that it could have happened in specific instances. And John Jay says, what about the CIA pushing crack onto black communities in the 80s? I've heard about this. I've heard about this. And I don't remember what was the reason. Why did they say they wanted to push crack on black communities? CIA pushing crack on black communities. Because was it to psychologically weaken them? That would be my question. Wasn't it to replace cocaine? I'm trying to Google it, find some clues, but it's so long. I have to read through all articles. So the list says for the money. Okay, well, see, that's my problem. Was it done to hurt the black community? Crack, Cocaine, Corruption, and Conspiracy is a movie that concludes with its strongest opinion, namely that the extreme criminalization of narcotics has, during the past few decades, led to a mass incarceration catastrophe, predominantly punishing black Americans, even though two-thirds of 80s and 90s crack users were reportedly white. See, if you had this kind of analysis, my conclusion would be, okay, perhaps it was a way to make money. Perhaps it was very hurtful to black communities. Perhaps there were extremely bad incentives in the prison system who wanted more people to get caught, and so flooding the streets with drugs allowed to arrest more people. All of this could be true. That still wouldn't reach the point where I say there is a conspiracy to psychologically weaken people. Because what I see as a description in this theory is, okay, there's a conspiracy to make money. But that's not a conspiracy. Everyone wants to make money. So maybe money is being made in a very dirty way here. It's still not an organized conspiracy to weaken people psychologically. So I am unsatisfied of these. John Jay sends a super chat. He says, the families who came out on top during the opium wars still largely run the whole drug game, both at the tops of Big Pharma and at the bottoms of the lowest illegal drug dens. Well, okay, but that wouldn't be evidence that they intend psychological harm. These families may just be rich families making money off of the drugs that they're selling. Pineapple Platypotamus says, Jeff, why say psychologically instead of mentally? I don't know. Mentally is mentally has had a kind of degradation of its meaning, because when you say going mental or you are mental or is mental, you mean you kind of give it a tint. You are giving it a... Now, I know that this is not the original meaning of the word. The original meaning of mentally would be the same as psychologically. But mentally was kind of given a value when the expressions came out, is mental, meaning is mentally unhealthy. It has been given a tint. That, and so I withdraw back to the next neutral word, psychologically. Stephen Robinson says, JF, have you read Brave New World by Aldous Huxley? He uses a drug called Soma to dull the population of his story. The elites have been using drugs against the population forever, bro. People are consuming these drugs, okay? It's not like they're injecting it to you against your consent. So I don't like this kind of victimization of drug users. Ultimately, if you take drug, you are responsible for the consequences of it. Even drugs, legal drugs, drugs recommended by the doctor. All of this goes back to your responsibility. And I really don't like this kind of societal analysis and conspiracy analysis of the drug world, because it's Marxist in nature. You are trying to remove the responsibility to the individual and put it on a dark group out there controlling things. It's not a very healthy way. The healthy way to discuss this, in my view, is to say there are bad consequences to drugs, and when you try these drugs, whether they are recreational drugs or doctor drugs, it's all the same. You are responsible for living the consequences of taking those drugs. Musk loses first battle as judge rules to fast-track Twitter trial. Oh my god, that is a good one, because it's an early sign that perhaps this judge is not so sympathetic to the behavior of Elon Musk. And I think this is giving us an early sign that Elon Musk will massively lose this lawsuit. That Twitter will either be able to get $1 billion from him, or that they'll even be able to enforce the sale. I mean, this is amazing. We might very well have Elon Musk compelled by justice to buy Twitter, $44 billion, not a cent less. I find this absolutely beautiful because, well, first, Elon Musk, I think, has been playing unstable in this whole deal. And he's been violating his own contractual obligations by publishing the poop emoji in response to a statement by the Twitter CEO. Whereas he was compelled by contract to not disparage the company. The poo emoji, the manure emoji for those people who play sim farm games and don't starve together, The manner emoji is a disparagement. I don't see how the judge will reach any other conclusion. And on top of it, Elon Musk has attempted to escape from his engagement in this contract. To me, it is a dirty play. In my family, you know, we've been doing contracts and sales recently of all sorts of stuff. And many times I had opportunities where if I violated my contractual engagement, I could have made a little more money. I could have drained a little more money or find another buyer. And I didn't do it because when I sign, it's something magical. It's like, and sometimes, you know, people were saying, we can give you more money if you cancel your contract with that person. And I was like, no, it was signed. When it's signed, I'm dealing with that person for the amount of money that we've agreed upon. But Elon Musk tried to play different than honorable. And perhaps it is just so that this court will just out of nowhere give a fair decision. And the fair decision here would probably be to say, Elon, your concerns around bots on the platform are capricious, and they relate ultimately to due diligence, and you've signed your rights away for due diligence. You don't need this information to perform the purchase, and therefore you are bound to pay. And perhaps the judge, perhaps Elon Musk will come and say, well, to gather the loans that I need this bot information. And perhaps the judge will say, all right, well, you're still on the hook for $33 billion to Twitter. And as far as this loan part of the purchase, I will deal with Twitter right here and I will tell Twitter, are you ready to take the loan on your responsibility in the sense that if you don't deliver the bot analysis required, you may lose some of that money or all of it. And perhaps Twitter will just say, sure, let's do this. And they might give what, perhaps they will have Elon Musk, you know, state, what is it that you want to purchase Twitter? What is your information that's so necessary? And once it's on the record in the trial, then they'll be able to provide that information. DK Shadow says, this is why you're not a billionaire, JF. I mean, in this crazy real estate market, I did not realize when I engaged in this market that it was that crazy. But it's to the point where we have sold property in the family and various people who had property. It's a couple of hours before a buyer shows up and they absolutely want to get you into a contract already. And I'm like, okay, wow, a contract already after a few hours of just displaying the property. And it's like they want you to commit that the next 28 days you are reserving the property to them. And so I was like, okay, I got the price I was asking for. Why would I complain? They didn't even negotiate. And then you have other buyers contacting you and saying, please break your contract with this guy. I'm going to pay you so a couple thousand more. And no, I don't want to do this. I believe in the old way of, you know, handshaking, and it's going to be that. Law and order shooting, crew member shot to death while reserving parking places for show in NYC. This is so sad. A guy gets killed. Of course, it's the consequence of you wanted a job. You wanted a job in the city. You wanted to work for the city lifestyle. And they wanted you to keep parking spots. The guy was probably a little slave labor worker for some shooting company. Shooting, I mean, camera, like filming company. And so they ask him to reserve parking spots for the great actors or the technical teams that will eventually come. But then you're just a guy with a little sign that says reserved for filming, and you're standing there in front of the potentially a bunch of criminals because you're in a downtown area. And so the criminal lifestyle that goes on in these big cities leads people to get punished for choosing to live there. And here, probably some guy maybe was pissed that he didn't have a parking spot. Or perhaps it was a bunch of people who took issue with the whole filming of Law and Order organized crime. And they shot this poor crew member who was just keeping the parking spots. Unbelievable. But don't live in the city. That's the lesson. Thomas says, how is he a slave laborer and some dork who wants the city life? That's a lot of assumptions, JF. No, I mean, what I meant is that this crew member was working in the city. And so what I mean is when you accept to interact with a city, you accept that the underlying criminality rates will be affecting you. You accept this whether you know it or not. Maybe you didn't know it, but what I meant is in comparison to someone choosing to live away from New York. That seems evident to me. Even if he didn't live inside New York, evidently he lived close enough that he would go work there. That's what I meant. As far as slave laborer, what I meant is he wasn't a known actor or a public personality. He was just a little labor, low-level type of guy. That's not to demean him. That's just to say, filming a thing with actors in a area where there is high criminality is hard, and there are costs to it. There are here a cost of life to it. Thomas says he might have driven from the country for that gig. You know, maybe he did. In which case, when he chose to accept that gig, he chose to work in the city. That's all I said. I don't know what you're trying to get me to. He made the choice of having that job. Pseudotus says this has happened before, people getting murdered while scouting locations for crime shows. Yes, there is a history of the criminal sector going after crime shows and crime films. It has happened before. I've heard this again and again. But I don't know here if it's the case. Russia fines Google $360 million over Ukraine content. So Google has refused to remove false information, as was declared by the Russian government, and a Moscow court has fined 21 million rubles for failing to remove the content concerning Russia's military intervention in Ukraine. We know that Moscow had been ordering its media entities to not talk of the thing about a war, but rather talk of it as a special intervention. And so any media company that didn't do this got notices from the Russian government and had to remove some of their videos and stuff. And so now Google, not having removed their videos and their search engine features that mentioned the word war, are now getting punished. I don't know if they'll have to pay, because if Google just decides we're gonna never send an employee to Russia, they should be okay by just ignoring it. Firestarter says JF is victim blaming. I am to some extent, but I think victim blaming should make a comeback. I think we're due to bring back victim blaming. Because, or else, it's like, yeah, there are certain places in America, if you drive there, you are making a stupid decision. If you hang out there at night, you are making a terrible decision. If you are going unaccompanied and no weapons and no protection, you are doing a stupid decision. And as long as we we blame victim blaming, as long as we shame people for victim blaming and we say that's not proper, we are depriving ourselves of an opportunity to say the truth and communicate a bunch of common knowledge that should be shared in the public space, which is, yeah, going in that zip code is the most ridiculous thing you could possibly do. Going there in during the night is basically choosing to be the victim of some crime. So, is it so hard to say? And it doesn't. The error in criticizing any form of victim blaming is to think that because it's a crime, there aren't things that you could have improved so that the crime wouldn't happen. And I'm very much in the whole martial art conception of the fight that you win for sure is the fight that doesn't happen. So yes, I am for victim blaming. Let's bring it back. So much victimization happening in this country could be avoided by better choices, better decision making. I'm not saying that this particular employee of Law and Order should have made a different decision, but I'm saying when you choose a lifestyle in a high crime area, you might be paying some price for it, and it's going to be on a probabilistic basis. Steve Bannon trial has started. So we've seen the intro of the Steve Bannon attorney, and their case is that no one was expecting Steve Bannon to show up on October 14, because Steve Bannon is getting reproach of not showing up for a compelled testimony that he had to show up for a congressional hearing. Basically, he is accused of being in contempt of Congress. I don't know that the lawyers of Steve Bannon have a strong case. Maybe they can play with the details and fuck a little bit with the jury's mind, I guess. But they say no one believes Steve Bannon was going to appear on October 14th. It's not because you expect him not to appear that it's not a crime for not appearing. It is still a crime even if it's expected. It's like saying, well, no one expected this guy not to commit a murder. Well, if he still committed a murder, even if it was expected, it's still a crime. So Steve Bannon would still be in contempt of Congress, and I'm not for this prosecution, but I'm just saying the case of the defense here is very weak. And they will be arguing about the date, and the date was the subject of ongoing negotiations and discussions. Maybe they will convince the jury that there was some lack of clarity. But it's going to be very hard to do this when Steve Bannon is going around on social media saying, I won't go to the hearing. Well, if you're going around saying this, it seems like it's an intentional not showing up. Libs of TikTok reports the Merriam-Webster has changed the definition of the word girl. They have basically added a second definition after a female child from birth to adulthood. Now number two says a person whose gender identity is female. Narrator Taylor Meskimen draws listeners into the emotional life of Zenobia Julie, a tech-savvy trans girl who's facing a new year at a new middle high school. That was the best example that you had of the use of the word girl. It's like when you do a dictionary, when you make a dictionary, you have to take the most elementary examples. Like, this is typical of a dictionary. A 7-year-old girl. See, they're not trying to push an agenda. They're just trying to find the shortest sentence in which you can figure out what girl, how girl is typically used. But number two is like totally out of nowhere and out of introducing the concept of tech savvy trans girls. So much pushing for the control of language by the left. It's amazing. We have a message from a trans person on TikTok. Let's see what they have to say.
So my mom's transphobia actually almost got her in a lot of serious danger yesterday.
So this person has a mom. The mom has gotten in danger because of her transphobia.
I got a call from her around lunchtime, and she was crying, and she said that she was lost in the woods. She was walking her dog, and she tripped on a rock, and she fell, and she said she couldn't move.
Okay, so mom is in trouble, needs help in the woods.
She asked if I could come find her and get her, and I said yes, absolutely. But her phone was running out of battery, so she wasn't sure how she was going to get me to find her when I got there. Now, I found this all out afterwards, but apparently someone on the trail found her, so my mom asked them to wait at the entrance for her son and then direct me to her.
Oh, so the mom has misgendered this person.
But when I got there, the person apparently didn't know it was me, probably because I was dressed like this and looked like this.
So the person who was instructed by the mom to look for her son was looking for a male, not finding a male. I would say this is not so much the transphobia of your mother, which has endangered her life. It is just your manipulation of the signals of sexual identity that you have performed on yourself. So if someone knows you as a man and they therefore refer to you as such, and then you dress differently, it leads to a misunderstanding. Well, the person goes on to say that eventually they got found, and so there was no problem, and the mom is okay. But this whole attitude of, you know, maybe my mom deserved it because she doesn't accept my sexual identity. This whole attitude is is something that we've talked about before, this kind of narcissism that we see in LGBT activism and this desire to hurt parents. Ultimately, the attack on sex and reproduction that I was talking about of the left earlier is also an attack on parents, and it is a form of psychological torture toward parents. Basically, it's a new generation that comes in and says, we will not do like you tell us. We will not continue your line of descent. Based says, speaking of weapons, JF, beware. If you decide to get one the customary way, I think Sweden had a single leftist leak the entire registry of hunting rifle owners, their addresses, etc. I've heard this leak happen for California. Wasn't it California? Perhaps it has happened also in Sweden. Yes, I mean, I'm not going to get a weapon because in Canada the weapon laws are so complicated and they open you to so much unjust decisions by the government that you might as well not try it and not have your rights violated, and they will basically call your exes and ask the exes, is it okay if JF gets a gun? What do you think my exes will respond? I don't think they will be very warm to the idea. Attempted assault of Patriot Front activists during the Independence Day march. So the Patriot Front has published this video. And they show the media representation of what happens. It's very interesting. the media basically represent it as the Patriot Front went out of their way to just molest a black man and attack him. Let's see what the media says about it, and then we'll look at the video.
Boston leaders are denouncing the visit from a white supremacist group that marched through the streets of Boston over the weekend. This comes as we hear from a man who says he was assaulted by members of the Patriot Front.
He told police he was first shoved around, eventually knocked down, then hit and kicked.
We commend the mayor for an apology. She said she feels sorry.
Charles Morrell evoking a song written long ago about African-American repression.
They killed another man.
What? The guy is a singer of some kind? Okay, now we see the events that have happened. Let's see how the interaction happens. And you know, the media has used a single picture, which is basically shields of the Patriot Front guys just being smashed toward the black guy and him just flying away like he was just hit by three different people. Let's see how it happens.
Let's go around him.
Don't fucking talk to me like that, you fucking.
So this guy is definitely standing in front of them as they are marching. So for now, he's filming them. No act of aggression has been committed up to now, although they are starting to have a verbal interaction. Don't fucking talk to me like that, you fucking racist piece of shit. So they are trying to progress forward, and he is now obstructing their progression forward, which is a restraint on their movement. So they are trying to continue marching forward, and he now constitutes an obstacle to their liberty. So see how he is standing and blocking. He is trying to block people from progressing in a march. That's a march. They're trying to get ahead. Now there are a couple of exchanges, but I would say that largely the Patriot Fronts are using their shields defensively against him, flaying his arms around, including onto the side of the shields. So that's a proper defensive use of shields when you have a guy who, against your consent, comes in your face and tries to block your movement. Now there's a couple of hits of the shield, of course, but that's to push back a guy who was trying to hit them on the side. So again, as far as I'm concerned, that is defensive actions. It's self-defense, basically. Now, notice that the Patriot Front guys are just standing there and receiving the hits. This guy is falling, just charging them, hitting on their shield. I mean, we don't see much. But what I see are guys that are not marching forward to hurt him. They are just standing in a defensive position with shields. Now you had them go forward a little bit, but that was in response to him hitting their shields repeatedly. Okay. Now, at any moment, this guy has the chance to withdraw. He's not being captured or kidnapped. There is some aggression, but it seems that the aggression is bilaterally consensual. Of course, this I think I'm showing this video because I think it shows just how important being fully defensive and having the kind of material to be fully defensive. You know, you may laugh at the Patriot Front with their looks and their organized shield carrying activities. But when you look at the use of these shields, it's wonderful. Because never forget that you are in an asymmetric war here. This guy will never get charged for physical assault. And yet he's He's flailing at them, he's hitting their shields, he is definitely committing a physical assault, but he'll never get charged for it. And so if they didn't have shields, they would receive those hits. And they could, and if they hit back, they would get charged for hitting back. So the shields, in my view, are a very nice accessory. Now people are saying very soon there will be anti-shield laws. DK Shadow says, I'm sure there will soon be anti-shield laws. I think it's going to happen. That's what the Democrats love, disarming. Disarming and keeping people from being able to self-defend. And so here, the black man shows his consent at being hit by saying, hit me again. So it doesn't seem like he wants to subtract from the treatment here. You cannot pause as a victim if during the events you are saying, hit me again. I will classify this as a case of on the streets, BDSM, fetish. So here they are receiving the orders of keep moving. Now that the threat has been excluded and that they have formed their kind of 300 type formation, the risk is not there anymore and there is no more blocking. Therefore, keep moving. And that's what they do. This guy at this moment where they say keep moving could just stand there and be unmolested, not arrested, not harassed at all. But he's coming back at them and trying to provoke them.
Get the fuck!
See, that's an advance of him into the personal space of these Patriot Front guys. That's from another camera angle. Clearly, you have an aggressive stance on people who are just trying to walk and keep their ground, stand their ground. See aggression here, where he tries to pull the shield from someone. So he's trying to disarm your capacity to self-defend against physical aggression.
Stay back! Relax!
And the Patriot Front guys at all points are saying, let him out, let him out. They really don't want to create a misunderstanding that they're kidnapping him or keeping him from any movement. So at all points, not only this guy doesn't have to think about, am I molesting these Patriot Front guys? Am I depriving them of freedom of movement? But the white guys have to think, not only do I have to defend myself against physical aggression, but I have to think about the implications that my defensive move might have and might be perceived as perhaps kidnapping. And therefore I will exclaim, let him out, let him out. Do not restrain his movement. This is the unfortunate position of the white man in the modern world. It is that they have not only to defend against aggression, they have to make sure that they don't look unoptical in the defensive move. It's horrible to live that way, but it's what we have to live through. Now, this is clearly him deciding to put himself in the middle of these guys. The police arrives and look at their behavior. They're just clearing this guy out who was consensually putting himself in the middle of this group. It's like they're coming to his rescue. Unbelievable. They're coming to the rescue of a guy who self-imposed his presence in the personal space of the Patriot Front guys. This whole interaction is a good metaphor for the current state of black and white relationships in this country. It is entitlement on one side and caring and wisdom on the other. And when you look at the media coverage that was given of this, it's totally in line with the entitlement leftist position. Baez says, JF, how has the fishing been going this year? Have you made the time for it? I didn't fish this year because I've been having lots of occupation with my garden, and that was enough for me in terms of production and in terms of building my little shed. So for now, that's what I'm concentrating in. It's really, the fishing is really not worth it. On top of it, at the current gas price, just driving to the ocean is a cost that I have to consider. And I'm like, well, at this cost, I have to fish a lot of fish before it's worth it, before it's better than if I buy it at the grocery store. So yes, an explosion of a Hoover Dam in Nevada, USA.
Folks, get your...
I said a Hoover Dam, but I think it's the Hoover Dam. I don't know. Is it the name of the thing?
Video on that. There's just been an incident here.
My goodness.
Well, there was an explosion here. I don't know what that means, but another case of infrastructure gone wrong. Infrastructure related to energy, I guess. Why do we have something blowing up in... It doesn't seem like it's the main part of the dam itself. It seems like, I don't know, where they're storing barrels of fuel or something, or was there some machinery? In any case, it doesn't seem like the functionality of the Hoover Dam will be affected. Crazy Catman says, got to go, work calls, night gang. Well, it's good to see you, Crazy Catman, and good luck with the work. GoFundMe for a suspected gunman's family hits $20,000. GoFundMe has allowed a fundraiser for the family of a now deceased Minneapolis shooting suspect to reach $20,000, despite the donation platform removing similar campaigns for Kyle Rittenhouse and Jose Alba, both of whom acted in self-defense. Yeah, it's like, if you wanna claim that you should remove Kyle Rittenhouse from GoFundMe, then you can't let a similar situation happen just because the guy is black and leave the page up. You have to be consistent, GoFundMe. They are going very hard, cracking down on any page of any link between white people and shooting. But here, clearly, you have a case that meets all of the criteria of Kyle Rittenhouse. At best, this guy acted in self-defense in his shooting. I would bet that he didn't. But suppose that we take the at best position here to analyze the situation. At best, this guy was just unjustly killed by the police. At best, he was totally justified in self-defense in his shooting. At best, he is totally a victim of the situation. Well, that is Kyle Rittenhouse. So your at best situation for this guy doesn't meet the standard of a guy, Kyle Rittenhouse, who you've banned from GoFundMe. Atlanta, a practice happening in Atlanta, apparently, is is the making of a fake broken glass for your car. I don't know if someone on the regular chat can inform me on this. Why is this guy doing this? He is apparently faking a broken glass on his car.
Somebody done hit your window?
Nah, bro. Huh? Somebody hit my window. It's fake glass.
You lying.
He has fake glass. He says, no, nobody hit my window.
Fake. No, I hit my window.
Oh,
it's 11. You gotta know how to trip it.
Oh, man.
So you gotta put something in the seat right here.
You put some on the seat, some on the ground.
That look real?
Oh man, you smart.
Yeah, that's fake glass. Nobody hit my window. My window's still right here.
Oh, yeah. You smart.
What you gotta do, boy? The landlord gotta act like your window got hit. Oh. How that look? That look real?
That look real right there.
Yeah, man. I ain't got time for these people, man. How you gotta do it? It's Atlanta.
That's how you gotta do it's Atlanta. Is he doing this for an insurance scam? Or is he doing this for avoiding other people breaking his window? Basically, if people think that the window has already been broken, they won't be breaking into his car. Is that what it is? I don't know, but I didn't know it was something in Atlanta. I've been to Atlanta and I've never seen this. Ukrainian troops reportedly downed a Russian jet in the area of Novakovka, Kherson Oblast. Let's have a look at the video.
Это что, кого? Наших сбили?
Yes, it does seem like a Russian jet has been downed. DK Shadow says it's the latter. Yeah, because I think defrauding insurance in this way wouldn't be very intelligent. I mean, if he was doing it for this, how much reimbursement would he get? And eventually the police would come and inspect his car and they could find out that his window is not broken. So. It does seem to be the latter, as you say. It's probably to avoid having a broken window, you have to fake the broken window. It's an interesting case of deception by imitation. You are imitating the broken state to avoid being broken. I don't know if I can think of an exact parallel in nature, but there's certainly the case of the bird faking an injury to drive the wolves or the predator away from the nest. So by faking the injury, then the predator comes to the bird and the bird flies away. The bird may be succeeding at getting the predator away from their nest. Playing dead, the DK Shadow. Oh yeah, playing dead is a good example. Absolutely. Playing dead to avoid being dead. Read the Signs has published this parallel that I was not aware of. In October 2020, we reported exclusively that Joe Biden used the pseudonym Peter Henderson. Now 4chan has discovered that his son Hunter had Joe saved in his iPad as Pedo Peter. Very interesting parallel. This perhaps opens up a Pandora's box into Joe Biden's life. Is Peter Anderson a pedophile pseudonym of Joe Biden? Was he using this pseudonym on the internet to do pedophilic activity? I don't know. But why is his own son referring to him as Pedo Peter? And which that, of course, I knew from last week. But I didn't know that he had self-used the word Peter Anderson as a kind of pseudonym. Very interesting. I'm sure this hides multiple layers of dirtiness. With a sniff or a swallow, new vaccines aim to put the brakes on COVID-19 spread. They are still falsely claiming that the vaccines will stop the COVID spread. And on the other hand, if you ask them about the data that demonstrates this, they will say, oh no, it's not for stopping the spread, it's for avoiding grave hospitalization. So is it for the grave hospitalization? Is it for severe disease avoidance? Or is it to stop the spread? They have They have played with Google Map, apparently. The place where Biden faceplanted off a bike is named Brandon Falls on Google Map. Okay. Funny. I don't know. Maybe users started spamming this location and calling it Brandon Falls. And that's the reference to Let's Go Brandon. I have to say the Brandon meme, I've not been enjoying it so much because it's so overused in the circles of, you know, Trump, conservative, centrist. It's like, Brandon, you won't believe what Brandon has done today. And it doesn't even work when you take the meme that way, because the whole idea is that Let's Go Brandon is being mistaken for fuck Joe Biden. If you start calling Joe Biden Brandon, you lose the whole mistake aspect of it. And then you're just trying to refer to an old meme with a new meme. So the idea of calling Joe and saying things like, Brandon is responsible for the price hikes. I've never been warmed by this particular use of the meme. DK Shadow says, as cringy as Drumpf at this point. Drumpf. Oh my god, this was... Drumpf was... Was it a way the right-wingers were portraying left-wingers as calling Trump and finding him stupid? And what is the origin of Drumpf? I don't know exactly where this originated, but I've been seeing it so much. Amazon sues Facebook administrators over more than 10,000 groups used to coordinate fake product reviews. Amazon has taken to court against administrators of more than 10,000 different Facebook groups that were allegedly used to coordinate fake reviews of Amazon product. Well, that's an important case, because so much of the internet is bot activity and fake reviews. It's good that there's a crackdown on it. Now, it's also bad to a certain extent, because there are sometimes there is genuine activity that looks like bots. For example, when I say to my crowd, you know, if you like the revolutionary phenotype, go get me a review. Go give me a good 5-star review. I think that's legitimate. I think it's totally legitimate, and, you know, you guys are not being paid for it, and I'm not threatening you. It's like, if you want to do it, you do it. But if enough people come from a single URL on the internet and all go to fill up a review, then Amazon's AI can detect this as non-genuine involvement. So I'm all for cleaning up the internet from the bots, but also let us not forget that these companies don't know what they're talking about, and they will very often identify something as illegitimate that is deeply legitimate. The Swedish warship Vasa, the world's best preserved 17th century ship. Wow, look at this. I didn't know we had such preserved ships. 17th century. So that would be about 400 years old, more than maybe 350 years old, something like this. Wow. Man, old societies were they were producing this stuff. I mean, look at the little sculpture here. Those are human characters, basically sculpted in or something. I mean, old societies were producing this without the internet, without cars, without trains, without machines. They were producing this piece by piece with the hands of men. And our societies pale in comparison of what these people were capable of, although we have technical means that are orders of magnitude above them. No risk to the power grid. US government says after the explosion at the Hoover Dam, it was the A5 transformer. Ah, so it was a transformer that blew at the Hoover Dam. Midwest Truckers Group, this will be our last news item. Midwest Truckers Group warns of catastrophe if California environmental and labor regulations spread. Illinois truckers are worried California trucking regulations could come home to roost in the land of Lincoln. The Natural Resources Defense Council, alongside the Union of Concerned Scientists, said that freight is a major part of the Chicago area economy, but air pollution caused by diesel emissions disproportionately harms Black and Latino communities in the region. So they're coming out with all sorts of Clean Truck Act, and it's all going to be stemming from California. And it's going to force truckers to have those new trucks, and all the investments that they've done will be ruined. And the market for trucking toward California or into California, the perspective is looking grim. Yes, we've seen California is outlawing so much stuff, including lawnmower. I think lawnmowers, like gas lawnmowers, are already illegal or about to become illegal in California. I don't know if they can succeed this transition that they've been so much wanting to do. What I certainly hope is that the rest of America will not follow them, will remain more open to low-cost technology, and will ultimately win by competition and have a more pleasant life and a less costly life made possible through other states with less red tape, less legislation. Thomas Howard says, have we reached a point where a modern person would have zero chance of survival in past civilizations rather than having the knowledge to take over? It's a good question. If you take the average person in a well-off Western civilization society and you send them in the past 400, 500 years, there's probably been enough loosening of the natural selection pressures already that they may have a hard time. They may not be as good as the average genetics of back then. Totally possible. I would totally... And if you send them, of course, as an adult who has already been habituated throughout their childhood to the comfort of modern society, then perhaps they would have an even harder time surviving. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you very much for being here. Tomorrow I will be waking up early, because I believe it's at, let me check this. I have an interview tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I will be on Devinsky TV. I will be updating my social media with the links to this Devinsky TV guy who wants to interview me. And that will be tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And then the next day, on Thursday, in the morning again, I have the Styx debate concerning abortion. This will be fun, and it will be on the Crucible. Until then, see you all very soon. Thank you.